This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order, coming little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the attacks, is a significant moment in a year-long tussle between the government and the families over what classified information about the run-up to the attacks could be made public. That conflict was on display last month, where many relatives, survivors, and first responders came out against Biden's participation in 9/11 memorial events if the documents remained classified. Power should be restored to New Orleans by the middle of next week, according to utility officials on Friday, and sheriff's deputies are warning people returning to communities outside the city to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The storm knocked out electricity to more than 1 million customers in Louisiana alone. But almost all lights in the city should be back on by Wednesday, according to Entergy. That's the company that provides power to New Orleans and much of southeast Louisiana in the storm's path. The lack of power has made a sultry stretch of summer hard to bear and added to the woes in the aftermath of Ida. Louisiana authorities searched Friday for a man who shot another man to death after they both waited in a long line to fill up at a gas station in suburban New Orleans. That does not count the number of people who have died across the area because of the storm. This is VOA.